This is the Federal Bar Association's Pathways to the Bench podcast. I'm Mimi Tsankoff, and I serve as a board member within the FBA's Judiciary Division. Each month on this podcast, we'll be interviewing a member of the judiciary to learn how they got to where they are and what's important to them in maintaining bench bar activities.
My name is Beth Bloom. I'm a United States District Judge serving in the Southern District of Florida.
How long have you been on the bench?
I have been on the federal bench for a little over 6 years. June was my 6-year anniversary, but I've been serving as a judge both on the federal and state court bench for a little over 26 years.
Are there any aspects of your prior legal practice that led you to this position?
I think you learn a lot and you gain a lot of experience as a state court judge, certainly with the volume of cases. But I've been able to bring over some of the practices in state court and certainly hold true to my philosophy that the court should serve as a place where individuals can receive justice, that they receive a fair trial, that they're heard, that the judge is open-minded. And I believe that I have been able to hold true to those values from the state court and certainly in the federal court.
Are there any aspects of your prior work that informs your role on the bench?
The beauty of the federal court is every day I am learning something new. And that was the way it was in state court. And while certainly in state court you were in divisions, whether it was the civil or the criminal, and perhaps cases would repeat in terms of legal issues, I find that in federal court, I'm learning different areas of the law.
How do you stay engaged in bench bar activities while presiding?
It's a great question. And I know that you share this value. I think the key is to make it a priority. To use your service on the bench and the work that you do to give you an insight into opportunities that there may be to make a difference, whether it's through organized bar activities or in creating programs that can help individuals. And it's been fascinating to serve in the trial court because it does give you that bird's eye view of problems that I look at, and I certainly view problems as opportunities that are just dressed up in work clothes. I think working with the bar associations, that certainly gives you the opportunity to educate not only the lawyers and certainly the judges, but as well members of the community. And my particular focus has been on high school students through our program, Civil Discourse and Difficult Decisions.
Could you tell us just a little bit about that high school program? I don't know anything about it.
Sure. In 2017, I was part of a group that started what was termed TD Squares or Teen Discourse and Difficult Decisions. Now it's coined Civil Discourse and Difficult Decisions, CD3. And it's a program that was presented to the high schools. The high schools were, the classes were brought into the courtroom, and we focused on the area of civil discourse, giving students the tools to remain open-minded, to listen, to attack the issue, but not the person, and to also engage in civil discourse by using a fictional scenario to make argument before the court. And then another aspect of the program is to also learn about decisions that may have permanent consequences. And we use different scenarios of situations that have occurred both in state and federal court where students don't recognize that those decisions may have permanent consequences. For example, open house parties or bringing marijuana from one state to the other, or stalking, or issues related to social media. And we give them that information, and we have a discussion following.
Judge Bloom, one last question regarding how you handled your summer program for law students. Can you tell me a little bit about that program?
Sure. As we know, the pandemic hit in the early spring, And while we were hopeful at that time, most of the judges here in the Southern District had already secured commitments with law students to bring students into the courthouses, and judges do that throughout the country. And at that time, we were hopeful that we were going to bring law students into the courthouses. But as the pandemic continued, it became apparent that we weren't able to do that. So we developed a distance learning program where each week, it was an 8-week program. We had 105 summer interns that were involved throughout the Southern District. And each week we had a variety of programs. We had conversations with the court where we had, and it was mostly through the Zoom platform, where judges spoke directly to the students. The students were able to answer questions. And then we gave the students an opportunity to go to each one of our state court houses via Zoom, whether it was the civil, the probate, the juvenile, the criminal, the family court, the domestic violence, to learn about state court. And then we had mixed in a variety of hearings that we've been holding remotely throughout the district.
Well, it sounds like an incredible program. Judge Bloom, thank you so much for taking the time today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.